As the nation struggles to figure out how to deal with unregulated social media and its potential to incite and encourage radicalized thoughts, a solution might be on the horizon. However, it will likely be a tough sell for the major social media giants. Gordon Krawitz, a former publisher of the Wall Street Journal and co-CEO of NewsGuard, joins us now on the KSRO Liveline. Good morning.
Hi, nice to be with you.
So tell us, what is the big problem in social media that you wanted to address when you co-founded NewsGuard?
One of the biggest problems is the algorithms that drive the digital platforms, especially the social media companies, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Their algorithms are designed to maximize ad revenue, and maximizing ad revenue means presenting news and information that is inflammatory, misinformation, hoaxes, whatever it is that gets people to share, comment. That's what the algorithms measure as success. They don't look at, is this a credible source? Is this information accurate? Instead, they actually recommend, if somebody has started to read articles about QAnon, they'll recommend that that person also look to see whether they think that maybe 5G caused COVID-19. And if they like that, they'll get a recommendation from the social media companies. You might like RT, the Russian disinformation site. And the reason the platforms do that is simple. They're maximizing ad revenue. That kind of crazy news and information is what drives engagement. Engagement drives their revenue.
And so what does NewsGuard do?
What NewsGuard did was we took a journalistic approach, and we have rated all of the news and information sources that account for 95% of engagement online. We use 9 basic criteria of journalistic practice. Sites get a score from 0 to 100 and a red or green rating with a nutrition label explaining the nature of the site. So, for example, Vladimir Putin's RT gets a red rating. If somebody has access to our data in their Facebook feed or Twitter feed or on YouTube or in a search result, they'll be warned that this site publishes false information. And they can choose to believe that particular article or not, but at least they're empowered with some background about the nature of that news source. And independent research has shown that when people see that Crazy Uncle Willie has sent them a news article from a red-rated source, they're much less likely to believe it or to share it themselves.
And why are you flagging websites themselves and not individual articles?
The difficulty with flagging individual articles is that it is impossible to scale. And it turns out from our data that the websites that we have rated publish a very high percentage of all of the leading misinformation and hoaxes on the internet. Mm-hmm. People do look for what look like news sites as authorities when they share information on their social media feeds. So by going at the source, by giving people information about the nature of the source they're seeing in their news feed, that is the most effective way to cut off attention from these misinformation and hoax websites.
Well, it sounds like this kind of software, you're calling it middleware, which I think works because it's sort of a middle point between where the content is coming from and these social media platforms. How is it being received by major companies?
Well, companies like Microsoft, which maybe at this point should be thought of as the most mature technology platform, Microsoft was early to license NewsGuard. It's made our ratings available in its new Edge mobile browser and free as a browser extension to people using Edge. We have hospital systems, educators, internet service providers providing these tools to their subscribers. The place where we've had the most difficulty is the place where the problems most arise, which is the Silicon Valley digital platforms, and in particular the social media companies. There are people inside those companies who would very much like to give their users information about the trustworthiness of the sources they're seeing. But at least up to now, the policy is we're not going to give our users that kind of information about the reliability of sources in our products.
And this is pushback because revenue comes from people spending more time going down those rabbit holes, watching, you know, videos or whatever it is on social media and racking up those ad dollars.
You know, Facebook, Google, YouTube, Twitter are some of the most valuable companies in the world built off those algorithms.
Mm-hmm.
So getting them to allow their users to protect themselves and their family with information about the nature of the sources on those platforms, I think they're fearful about what will happen to their revenue.
Now, in terms of what government can do about this, is there anything that we can do to an industry that it so far has been really unregulated?
Yeah. So in 1996, Congress decided to immunize the digital platforms from a kind of liability that every other kind of company, online and offline, has to comply with, basic duties of care to prevent harm on their platforms. And it was well-intentioned in 1996. We wanted the digital world to take off, see what we could make of it. 25 years later, we can see the unintended consequence of not holding an entire industry to basic duties under the common law.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is not a call for regulation. This is a call to treat the digital platforms like every other company on the internet and off the internet. They should have basic duties of care, basic responsibilities that they can meet in a variety of ways. One of those ways, we think, should be this middleware solution of giving their users choice about what they see in their feeds and their search results. And among those choices should be, give me information about the trustworthiness of the source that I'm seeing in your product.
Well, it sounds like it makes sense to me. We'll just see how much Congress can push back at these big, giant companies. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for your interest.
That is Gordon Krovitz. He is a former publisher of The Wall Street Journal and co-CEO of NewsGuard.